With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The fate of two bills that could change the way Montana investigates and studies missing persons, especially in cases involving Indigenous people, have been chained together in the political shuffle of the legislative session. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Senate lawmakers Tuesday restored previously cut funding for the bill known as Hannah's Act, named for a woman murdered in 2013 on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. House Bill 21 would require the Department of Justice to hire a specialist to investigate all cases of missing persons in the state. A Senate Finance and Claims Committee amended the bill Tuesday to include funding for that position, but also linked it to another bill that could determine the future of Hannah's Act. Representative Sharon Stewart-Paragoy is a Democrat from Crow Agency.
Politics is involved. There's some things that are going around, discussions and probably negotiations, and unfortunately these two bills are caught up in that.
Stewart-Paragoy chaired the State Tribal Relations Interim Committee that recommended the 2019 legislature pass Hannah's Act. However, it now cannot become law without Senate Bill 312, which would create a Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force and fund the startup of a database to track reports of missing Indigenous people. Stewart-Paragoy says each of the bills has merit and declined to speculate about why the bills were joined. Senate Bill 312, Hannah's Act's new companion, is currently tabled in the House Judiciary Committee. It passed out of the Senate last month with bipartisan approval. Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas, a Republican from Stephensville, says compared to Senate Bill 312, Hannah's Act doesn't really do anything, and it wasn't getting enough political support.
It didn't seem to be getting the traction it needed to be getting, and in my opinion, it's the bill that does something.
Both Thomas and Stewart-Paragoy expect Senate Bill 312 to be revived from its stall in the House following its tie to Hannah's Act. Tuesday's action allows Hannah's Act to advance to the Senate floor. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.